and Gertie laughed loudest of them all.
You do a dance, ho, ho, ho. That's a very good joke. Oh, can you dance when you walk like an old slowpoke?
Oh, can you dance when you walk like an old slowpoke?
And so Bumpo ran away deep into the heart of the forest, and sitting down upon a bank by a pool, she began to weep.
I wish I were dead or a gazelle instead. Why am I so fat? They wouldn't laugh if I were a giraffe. You can bet.
Bumpo paused for a moment, for she thought she heard an echo to her crying. That's funny, she thought. I certainly didn't know that crying had an echo. But she looked out into the pond, and a few yards away she saw Sylvia, the beautiful swan, crying also.
Why are you crying? Asked Bumpo.
I am crying because Gertie Gazelle wouldn't let me dance in the ballet, sobbed the swan.
You too? Asked the astonished Bumpo. But you are so beautiful and graceful. I don't understand.
She wouldn't let me dance, for I am so fat and clumsy.
Sylvia smiled sweetly through her tears. Oh, you're so kind, and I would like to help you.
I can teach you to dance.
Can you really?
Asked the grateful Bumpo.
Oh, that would be marvelous. Even if I can't dance at court.
You never can tell, smiled the swan, as she plucked a pure white feather from a pure white gown. But first, I must write you a special song, for you must dance slowly and not scamper around like the others. And so she began to write a beautiful waltz on a water lily that she found floating nearby. And it was just the kind of song you would expect a swan to sing.
Down the stream, low down the stream, sweet lily white, so pure and bright. Low down the stream, low down the stream, sweet lily white, deep summer dream.
A few weeks later, it was time for the ballet to begin. Voltaire the Vulture was shaking with fear as he raised his baton. Rehearsals had been awful, and he was afraid of what the king in his anger might do to them all.
Well, here goes, he sighed.
He rapped twice, and the orchestra came to attention, and then the race was on. Camel Clarinet raced up the scale trying to beat Foxy Flute, and Ostrich Oboe almost choked so as not to be outdone. Heavens, thought Vladimir Violin, the king will think I haven't practiced at all, and even played faster than all the rest. Faster and faster they played, and faster the animals ran. The faster the animals ran, the faster the musicians played. Voltaire tried to hold them all back, but it was no use, and in no time at all.
They were all worn out,
and the ballet was over. Lottie the princess was furious. This was an insult to anyone who had been to the big city. The king was about to order the whole company from the court. When?
Bumpo the elephant, all dressed up in her pink ballet costume, stepped timidly on tiptoe right up to the conductor's stand, and in her hand she held the water lily waltz.
Will you please play this for me?
She whispered in Voltaire's ear, and I will dance.
Voltaire held a quick conference with Gertie, who thought it might be funny enough to make the royal family forget their poor showing. She nodded quickly.
What can we lose, indeed? Shrugged Voltaire,
as he handed out the parts to the musicians.
They loved it. Oh, boy, a slow waltz. Now we can all relax.
So once again, Voltaire lifted his baton.
The audience started to giggle when they saw Bumpo starting to dance. But they were soon held spellbound by the simple grace of the dancing elephant.
When the dance was over, even the orchestra stood and applauded. The princess blew kisses as the king smiled by her side. Bumpo blushed as she curtsied, and the king stopped the cheering with a wave of his hand.
What great fortune to have seen her. Henceforth she'll be the ballerina.
We've seen her, we've seen her, Bumpo the ballerina.
And so everybody was happy, except the vain Gertie, who slunk away to the forest to hide. Sylvia the swan, who watched the performance of her pupil from the edge of the clearing, smiled through her tears at the triumph of her friend. But Bumpo went to her and led her by the hand up to the king and introduced her as her teacher and the composer of the Water Lily Waltz. The king immediately appointed Sylvia in complete charge of the Royal Ballet for life and appointed Bumpo the first ballerina of the whole forest.
So they lived happily ever after.